Jim Thorpe. I met Jim Thorpe once, called the greatest athlete of all time. It was 1945, and I was on the high school football team in Clovis, New Mexico. One tepid fall afternoon, our coach called us together and introduced a somewhat disheveled gentleman, obviously of Native American extraction, quite ordinary in appearance and very quiet. He told us of Jim Thorpe of the Carlisle Indians, product of an ordinary boyhood on a reservation, invited to the football team at an undistinguished school targeting Native American young men and introducing them to the world of the 100-yard battleground for gridiron prowess. Who could tell that Thorpe would get it and conquer it and become one of the greatest at it? Game after game, he excelled, succeeded, surpassed the others. The climax was two famous confrontations, Carlisle Indians versus Harvard and Carlisle versus Army. Carlisle won both. In 1909 and 1910, he was first-team All-American. He starred in the 1912 Olympics, winning both the pentathlon and decathlon. After he was deemed a professional, his medals were removed. Thereafter, he starred in both professional baseball for the New York Giants and pro football for the Cleveland Indians. The Olympic medals were later restored. But in 1945, things were different. He was down on his luck and broke, deep in alcohol addiction, and was supporting himself going around the country meeting high school football coaches and then making a talk to his team for a meal and a night's lodging and a few dollars. I really remember little of what he said. I've wished a thousand times I could. What lasted was that first impression, a puffy-faced, bleary-eyed Native American. I'd had no experience with the effects of alcoholism symptoms at that time, but I knew he was a ruin. When he met King Gustav of Sweden to receive the Olympic medals, the king grasped his hand and said, "Sir, you are the greatest athlete in the world." Jim Thorpe, never a man to stand on ceremony, looked back at him and said, "Thanks, King." I wish I could have met him then.